I'm going to introduce five different types of leukocytes, or five different types of white blood cells. And the first three are all lumped together and referred to as granulocytes. And what this means is that when you look at them under the microscope, they appear large and light-colored compared to the red blood cells. And they appear to have a granular texture in their cytoplasm. So under the microscope, they're going to appear rather granular. The last two types of white blood cells that I'll refer to are the agranulocytes, and these do not appear granular under the microscope. So let's start with the granulocytes. There are three of them, the neutrophils, the basophils, and the eosinophils. The neutrophils are going to be the most common white blood cells that are found in the body, and they are, you can kind of think of them as one of the first lines of defense once the physical barriers of the skin and other defenses may have been broken by bacteria or viruses or other pathogens. And the neutrophils are phagocytes, so they engulf invading cells or also damaged cells, dead cells that they find in the body, and they digest them. And so they work primarily by phagocytosis, but they also do some other important things. One of the important things that they do is they release cytotoxic chemicals. So they release chemicals that are going to attract other white blood cells to the scene of infection or the scene of the damage. So think about the neutrophils. They're kind of like the policemen that are out on the beat. They're just traveling around, kind of looking for trouble, so to speak. So they're traveling through the bloodstream, and if they encounter any kind of a problem, they start by using phagocytosis to destroy the invaders or to clean up any dead or damaged cells, and then they start releasing chemicals that are going to draw other immune cells to the area to help them combat what could become an infection. So that's for the neutrophils. The basophils are less common in the body. They're smaller than the neutrophils. And they release a chemical called a histamine. And histamines promote inflammation. So they start this process called inflammation that we will talk about in more detail when we talk about the immune system. But they basically start the process of inflammation, which causes swelling and raises the heat of a damaged or infected area and helps the immune process along. The basophils also release another chemical called heparin. And heparin is an anticoagulant, so it prevents clot formation of the blood. And so basophils play an important role in the delicate balance of blood clotting because, of course, with blood clotting, you want to have the blood so that it will clot enough that if there's damage to a blood vessel, blood loss can be prevented. But you don't want too much clotting because that can lead to a dangerous clot that can cause injury and death. So the basophils are smaller than the neutrophils. They're less common, and they release two important chemicals, the histamines and heparin as well. The eosinophils also release chemicals. The chemicals that they release actually help to decrease inflammation. So they're going to work in opposition with the basophils. So think of the basophils as an on switch for inflammation, and the eosinophils are going to be the off switch that will reduce inflammation. Another characteristic of eosinophils is that they destroy worm parasites. So if you are infected with some kind of a worm parasite, your eosinophil levels may be elevated. And finally, the eosinophils are phagocytes. They can engulf bacteria and viruses and so on. However, they can only engulf pathogens that have already been labeled with antibodies. And we haven't talked about antibodies, but we will be talking about them later when we talk about the specialized white blood cells, the lymphocytes. So they can't go around and just phagocytize any cell. They have to, they're sort of a second line of defense. Once those cells have been tagged or have had antibodies attached to them, Then the eosinophils can participate in phagocytosis and help to clean those up.